From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Yemen, at least 43 people were killed, 100 others wounded near the city of Aden, and what officials said was shelling by Houthi rebels. Militia has been fighting for control of Aden in recent months as it clashed with forces loyal to the internationally recognized government. Houthis stoked internal political divisions in Yemen late last year, ultimately pushing the president out. UN Security Council expected to give its approval today to the agreement Iran and a group of six world powers struck last week to limit the Iranian nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. President Obama's administration sent the deal to U.S. lawmakers Sunday, setting off a 60-day review period. Some members of Congress are upset the UN will likely vote before Congress can review the agreement. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the world powers at the U.N. can do whatever they want.
It's presumptuous of some people to suspect that France, Russia, China, Germany, Britain ought to do what the Congress tells them to do. They have a right to have a vote. But we prevailed on them to delay the implementation of that vote out of respect for our Congress, so we wouldn't be jamming them.
U.S. lawmakers can choose to approve the deal or reject it and refuse to lift congressionally imposed sanctions against Iran. President Obama has said he would veto any rejection. And President Obama hosting Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari for a meeting today at the White House. With the threat posed by the Boko Haram militants expected to top the agenda, 4-day trip is Mr. Buhari's first visit to Washington since being elected in March and taking office in May in a rare peaceful transition of power. This is VOA News. Leading human rights groups have stressed to U.S. lawmakers that historic diplomatic breakthroughs with Cuba could not shield Havana from rigorous American scrutiny of human rights violations. Today, U.S. and Cuba reopen embassies in each other's capitals. The Obama administration maintains that restoring diplomatic relations with Havana will further the cause of civil liberties and human rights. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has again rejected proposals to write off part of Greece's debt. She said her government will show flexibility in new talks about how Athens structures its bailout repayments. And in Athens, embattled Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras faces new parliamentary challenges this week as his administration seeks approval of the new wave of reforms demanded by European creditors in exchange for more loans. Ukraine's military and pro-Russia rebels accusing each other of shelling residential districts in and near the rebel city of Donetsk after police on Sunday reported at least four civilians killed in the past 24 hours. United Nations says more than 6,400 people have died in the conflict since rebels launched a rebellion in Ukraine's Russian-speaking east in April of 2014. Taiwanese voters next year are all but sure to elect a woman as their next president. The ruling Nationalist Party on Sunday picked Taiwan's deputy legislative speaker and a former teacher as their candidate. She will run against the chief opposition party's chairwoman. Ralph Jennings has more from Taipei.
The Taiwan ruling Nationalist Party's first female presidential nominee will compete in the January 2016 election with a woman picked earlier this year by the chief opposition party. The opposition Democratic Progressive Party candidate Tsai Ing-wen ran for the office in 2012, but against the man who is today's president, Ma Ying-jeou. She is running now against the Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Hong Xiu-ju. Women have become heads of state in India and South Korea, among other Asian countries, but never in Taiwan. Philip Yang, spokesman for the Nationalist Candidates Campaign, said Taiwan stands out already because two women are competing. Ralph Jennings, VOA News, Taipei.
Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush has been released from a hospital in the U.S. state of Maine. Came 4 days after he fell and broke a bone in his neck. 91-year-old Mr. Bush fractured the second vertebra below the skull, but it didn't affect his spine, and doctors treating him have called it a significant injury, but said that he is in excellent shape, and they anticipated that he would make a full recovery. Mr. Bush, who has Parkinson's disease as well, was last hospitalized for a week in December due to breathing difficulties. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.